Horatio Spafford was a very established and successful lawyer and real estate investor in Chicago in the late 1800s. He and his wife Anna had four daughters and one son, of which their son was tragically lost in 1871. And 2 years later, in 1873, an even greater tragedy struck. Later that year, Horatio and his family had planned to all travel to Europe together, but Horatio ended up having to be left behind. While his wife Anna and his daughters were on their journey, the ship sank, causing all four of his daughters to be killed, and only Anna survived. One can only imagine the grief he felt when he greeted his wife when she returned home and saw her alone to bear the news that he had received not much earlier that his daughters had been lost. However, Spafford did not let his grief consume him and darkness overtake, and instead wrote a song. The first four lines of this song is this: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever thy lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." This song is the old hymn titled, "It Is Well With My Soul," and we see in this song that when Spafford was in the midst of grief, what he did was write an incredibly beautiful song to God and was able to find peace in his suffering. Music has been around for thousands of years and is constantly changing with the rest of our culture. This issue is at its core is about how music can and should be used today. What I'm talking about when I say music is singing accompanying with instruments, so I'll primarily be focusing on the lyrical aspect of a song instead of purely instrumental music, though there is certainly great value in instrumental music as well. In my research, the earliest source is from John Cardinal Ratzinger in his article, The Spirit of the Liturgy. In this book, he writes about how music was used in the scripture, like when David sang out to God in the Psalms and many other times. He also emphasizes the great depth of music and the great benefits it has for us. I also read Christian author and musician Andrew Peterson in his book Adorning the Dark, where he argues that there is deep beauty and meaning to be found in the creation and consumption of music. He writes that music has the power to heal us and point us back to God because of one of its core aspects, which is storytelling. He believes that by telling our stories, the joyful and sorrowful parts in song, and lifting those melodies we may write or listen to God, we will redeem our story into what the scripture says. We will no longer know pain or suffering or darkness. I also read God in the Gallery by David Seidel, which is written about the need for art in the world, as well as How Should We Then Live by Francis Schaeffer, written about the way things like music and other art forms have been twisted by modernism, which has only served to prolong the darkness in our world. It can't be denied that we live in a very dark and sinful world. We need God to give us hope. Maybe God can use music to help us see the darkness and our pain and suffering as something that he can use, something that can be redeemed to give us hope to carry on and make us whole. I believe we'll be able to have more hope if we can find what music really means and use it how it is intended to be used. I believe music can allow us to experience peace in Christ. Music can help us to find peace and darkness in our painful experiences so that we can have a more redeemed view of our suffering. My arguments are that music is special and unique to other art forms, and so has a unique depth that allows it to work in us in a way that other art forms might not. It can help us to reframe our suffering as something that can allow us to grow. Finally, music is a way God bypasses our intellects and reaches our hearts to change the way we tend to feel in suffering. This, I think, is what really needs to be changed for us to be able to experience true peace and suffer well. I think first that a few questions would be helpful to answer. First, what is suffering? I believe that suffering is a form of disintegration from God, where we're separated by darkness from his glory, where we are, in a sense, taken away from the light and love of Christ. Without hope, suffering prevents us from being able to see that we can be redeemed and made whole again. So then what does it mean to have a more redeemed view of our suffering? If suffering is pulling us away from God and breaking us apart so that we are no longer whole with him, then redemption is bridging that gap between us and God. It gives us a way back to where we are meant to be with him and allows us to see the light of Christ and experience perfect peace with him. So finally, when I say peace, I'm talking about the Hebrew word shalom used in the scripture. At its most basic form, shalom means wholeness and completeness, a deep sense of perfect wholeness and harmony with God, where we truly know that we are held in his arms. What music can really do for us is that God can use it to bring us back into shalom with him. First, music is special and unique to other art forms and has a unique depth that allows it to work in us in unique ways. What I've experienced when I listen to music is that I can feel a song moving through me in such a way where I feel truly still and at peace. Not only that, but as someone who writes music myself, I found that writing a song is able to do for me what mere words often can't. Hans Christian Andersen writes, "Where words fail, music speaks." This rings true from my experience. I think it only makes sense that a song would be able to speak to us in a way that needs no words. Otherwise, why would artists even include instruments in their songs and pay special attention to every chord they use, all to have a certain emotional effect? What I think happens when we sing is giving voice to the deepest desires of our hearts that could not be expressed using only words. Peter says in Adorning the Dark, "One holy way of mending the world is to sing, because the seed of your feeble yet faithful work died and rose again. The thing about music that makes it so unique is that every song you may write or sing is from the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the one who drives us to sing, because I believe song is so much deeper than any other way we communicate the desires of our hearts. If music is a way of communicating our desires, then music is also a deeper way of crying. Then is not music also a deeper way of crying out to God in our suffering? This is what David and many other psalmists do in the Psalms. The writers of the Psalms could have simply spoken their desires to God, but words simply weren't enough, and so they sang instead. John Cardinal Ratzinger wrote a book titled The Spirit of the Liturgy in 2000. In this book, he wrote about the liturgy and how it has been used in various art forms and how it has been used throughout history and the great benefits liturgy has had for Christians in the many years the church has existed. In a chapter on music and the liturgy, he writes about the widespread use of music in the church, and more widely in the entirety of the scripture. He addresses first music used in the Old Testament in Israel. He writes, "In their prayed poetry, the Psalms display the whole range of human experience, which become prayer and song in the presence of God. Lamentation, complaint, indeed accusation, fear, hope, trust, gratitude, joy, the whole of human life reflected here as it is unfolded in dialogue with God." Ratzinger explains that as the Psalms and prophets knew, music is an incredibly effective way of expressing any kind of emotion. It gives humans an outlet to make sense of the world. Furthermore, Ratzinger also says, "Singing for God rises on the one hand out of an affliction from which no earthly man can save him. His only refuge is God. But at the same time, it emerges out of a trust that even in utter darkness knows that the crossing of the Red Sea is a promise that will have the last word in life and in history." Ratzinger affirms that music is something that can give hope in suffering. It also bears witness to a hope deep inside all of us, that God can, in fact, give us peace and deliverance. Second, I believe music can help us reframe our suffering as a part of our story and see how God might use song to work in us. Christian author and musician Andrew Peterson's album, The Burning Edge of Dawn, was written at the end of a 3-year season of depression. This album portrays God bringing him out of that depression as giving him a new song to sing. In the song, The Power of the Great Affection, at the most powerful moment of the chorus, he sings, "Now this is the theme of my song. Now I will forgive as I'm forgiven. And even when the shadows are long, I will sing about the sun that's risen, that his kingdom has no end." As Peterson says, what music can do for us is put us in such a place that darkness no longer feels so dark. It can help reveal to us the light of Christ that has always been right in front of us, that has been so long hidden by the world and our own deep brokenness. I also want to look at this issue through Peterson's book, Adorning the Dark. In this book, he discusses music and storytelling and the way the two can help us to find beauty in darkness and suffering and ultimately bring us closer to Christ. He outlines various ways music has helped him and how he has seen it used for the spiritual good of many others he's interacted with over the course of his career. He writes, "Let your words and music be more beautiful by their death in the soil of worship, that the husk of your own imperfection might fall away and germinate into some bright eternal song only God could have written." In other words, the song we may sing or write, if we let it, will flourish into an enduring song of hope and deliverance, which by God's grace will give birth to a whole symphony, praising the one who led us to sing in the first place. Similarly, Isaiah 42:10 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth." As this verse says, there is hope. Our story is not over. Song through storytelling can show us that our story is not over because we know that we have a new song to sing, a new story to tell, a future glory set before us in the new creation. Finally, music is the way God brings us back into wholeness by freeing us from the constraints of our intellects and our pain, and then opening up our hearts to see his grace. It may seem far-fetched, but can be used to change our hearts to look to God. What I think it can actually do for us is free us in our hearts from the view that we're bound by darkness and suffering, which will then allow us to find true and lasting peace that only the Holy Spirit can give. I believe there are times on this earth where for just a moment the curtain between this world and the next is opened. Yeah, the curtain between this world, where for just a moment the curtain between this world and the new creation is opened, and we're able to experience a fragment of the immense beauty of the future glory set before us. Not only that, but I believe God provides these moments when we need it most and surprises us with the reality of his great love. That is what music has been able to do for me, and I think the scripture has instances of song being used to find peace and pain as well. It never ceases to amaze me the way music is almost able to heal pain. In these moments when a song seems to be exactly what I needed to hear at that moment, I'm confronted with the light head on, with the light of Christ head on. I feel truly free from the darkness of this world for a short time. I think this is when what the deeper meaning of music really is, and I would further argue that I'm not the only one who experiences this. A few counterclaims now arise. The first is that beauty can help us when our suffering is so all-consuming that it feels like we can't get out. The band Modest Mouse released an album titled Good News for People Who Love Bad News in 2004. The overarching theme of this album, addressed in multiple songs, is suffering in this world and the way that God seems so distant from us. On Bukowski, they sing, "If God controls the land and sea, keeps a watchful eye on me, if he's really so mighty, well, my problem is I can't see who would want to be such a control freak." They've raised an issue that I would say many of us have encountered at some point in our lives. Many of us have come to a point in our faith where it becomes hard to see how God can be present in all of this darkness. He sings later on The View, "If life's not beautiful without the pain, why I would rather never, ever even see beauty again." This line is even more devoid of hope than the last, arguing that redemption is not really worth suffering, making music pointless if beauty doesn't exist, if we can't experience joy and peace and beauty without pain first. This feeling is all too real for many people. Where I think this argument misses the mark is when we think about what it really looks like to suffer and then to find peace and beauty. As aforementioned in my introduction, suffering is the process of disintegration from God, where we're meant to be. It pulls us away from God's glory and fragments us into broken pieces that ache to be whole again. In contrast, peace is the state of being made whole again. Beauty then is a direct witness to the light of God given to us on this earth. We're able to see that God has not in fact abandoned us. It's interesting that the singer participates and sings such a beautiful song about not wanting to ever see beauty again. When you think about it this way, it almost seems like Isaac Brock, the lead singer of Modest Mouse, subverts his own argument. He's processing pain through a beautiful song, whether he knows it or not. The Spirit is moving him to sing and create something beautiful that he can find peace, that allows him to find peace in the darkness, and he is recognizing in his own life. As I mentioned earlier, music is able to bypass our intellect and get to our hearts and allow us to be transformed on an emotional level and really be able to heal. Now we can see why Horatio would be so moved by the Holy Spirit to write a beautiful hymn, one that has stood the test of time in the midst of his grief. Music truly can allow us to heal from our pain. We're confronted with the beauty of Christ, and for a moment we can experience a piece of the shalom promise in the new creation. Because music speaks without words, we need only raise our voice to God and he will hear us. Music will allow us to have a more redeemed view of our suffering, where we can see that God can use a song to surprise us with his grace and light. The song we may sing or write is so powerful because it reaches us in our hearts where we need it most. Music shows us that there is hope for us in the new creation. As Isaiah says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth."